seen record level food processing plants burning up, not just here, but around the Western world. The UN saying they want to cut half the farming or will, quote, starve. You heard that right. We've seen all this. But, yeah, record level fires at parts yards, fancy term for junkyards, which I remember being a little kid, and my grandfather would say, I need a part for the tractor. Let's go to a couple junkyards. And we'd drive around to a couple junkyards in small towns, go eat lunch. It was fun. He'd finally find the part he wanted. He wasn't sure it would work, so he'd go to another and buy another backup. And it was just, you know, fun to do that. And, yes, so what the caller's instinct is right, because you can pull the stories up. They want all the old cars off the road. That's the buyback program, saying they're bad for the earth and all that crap. It's pure bull. All the cars have kill switches. They're all AI now. It's in the federal law. And so it's really important that we save as much as this stuff and we do it. So certainly there's an attempt to erase all the past, all the history, to have everything on the cloud. You should be downloading everything, keeping it on hard drives and thumb drives. That stuff is going to be invaluable. Knowledge, books, all of that is going to be so key in the future. Go ahead, Tanner. Very astute point you made. Go ahead.
And another thing is, too, I forgot to mention that they are closing down so many parts stores like AutoZone and NAPA. And
well, that's because all the new cars are totally proprietary and you can't work on them.
Yeah.
I mean, take John Deere. John Deere for, like, what, 10 years? You can't work on your own tractor. They know if you work on it with a satellite tracking you with a live feed, and it's total crap. Yeah, exactly. They want us dependent. Go ahead.
I know. I'm a mechanic, auto mechanic.
No, I know you know. I'm just saying you're right. I'm just like on your ass because you're so right. Tell people what. That's why all the parts stores are shutting down. Not just that's more important than the junkyards, because they don't let you work on these vehicles now.
No, it's all proprietary technology. You have to go to the dealership. Ford, and I think Chevrolet announced where they are going to try to get Congress to pass it, where it is illegal to work on your own vehicle. You have to have permission.
And to Trump's credit, he's pointed this out about the tractors, so we need to get on him about that. Absolutely, go ahead.
And the only three people in Congress that I've seen talk about the surveillance technology in the newer vehicles is Scott Perry out of Pennsylvania, Thomas Massey, and Rand Paul. The rest of them, because of lobbyists getting their palms greased, don't want to talk about it.
Well, and let's be clear. This is a whole other 10-hour discussion. I buy American, but... You know, the women in my life, they like foreign cars. And I remember with this Range Rover and this Audi, it was constantly doing errors, constantly saying, and I went in and had another company hack it and turn the computer off. The car's never had problems now. And it came out, these companies do scams saying your car has a problem to just build in replacing parts and making money. It's all a giant fraud.
Yes. It is.
Well, where do you see this going? Again, people get mad at me when I say something good about Trump. I just call balls and strikes. You've seen him trying to pass legislation to, like, make John Deere and people let you work on your tractors. So I just call Trump's got a good instinct on this.
Somewhat. I think that people are starting, like you've been saying, people are starting to wake up and realize that something's about to break. And all this control, it's like 1984, a mass surveillance state that I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. You know,
You're totally right. They've already got a state in, but when the AI fully comes in, it's total lifetime.
Yeah, or Terminator.
Because, see, humans can't, even with all the spy grid, they can't make decisions. The AI will be making decisions. Incredible call, amazing points. We're being made obsolete. They're setting it up where nothing works without AI. It's wrong. It needs to be opposed. We'll be right back. Thank you so much, Tanner. We got Stuart Rhodes straight ahead. Your calls.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right. Founder of the Oath Keepers, former political prisoner, good friend of mine, former Ron Paul staffer, Army paratrooper, really well-rounded, street smart fella. You know, Yale law degree graduate, won major awards there for his analysis on the police state posse comitatus. Stuart Rhodes with us for the hour. If Will and Nolock and Chris and Dave want to hold, as soon as Stuart's gone, I will go right to you as the first callers. If you want us to give us your number, we'll call you back and have you on next hour, or you can leave. Being respectful of the callers, try to get to all of you, but we'll have open phones in the fourth hour after Stuart leaves. Look for that. But boy, do I have a full play. I've been trying to get Stuart on. He usually comes on real quick. He's been busy, I'm sure. I don't know why. I'm not putting him down. I've just been trying to get on for a week. He's finally here. He's been incognito. Who knows where he was? But I want to get into how – I'm serious. You're always very available. I was kind of wondering where you were. 2 weeks ago, Trump comes out and says Netanyahu's crazy. He'd be in jail. It wasn't for me. He keeps bombing things, keep us in the war. You better stop. And then comes out again a few days ago and says, yeah, we're about to end the war, whether Netanyahu likes it or not, but now it goes back to war today. And then you have the Pentagon last Friday coming out and saying 2 weeks before they put out an emergency report, the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the president, this is official, Defense Intelligence Agency and two other agencies, that Israel's the number one espionage threat to the country. That's a day after it passes out of committee in the NDAA 2027 to literally integrate, fuse, synchronize everything from DARPA to NSA to CIA to weapons guidance to satellites to Space Command. It's all there. Then we learn Netanyahu sends a letter to the committee saying, thanks for passing it out of committee. My plan. Then the Israel lobby says, no, it's just about missile defense. I mean, wow. So this is historic. So we got that. Then we've got the riots in Europe, the Islamic takeover, that coming to a full boil. Then we've got the case here in Texas. The media is trying to create a new George Floyd with Carmelo Anthony and all of that. We've got just so much of the midterms 5 months out, big picture, with one of the smartest guys I know on these geopolitical and national security issues, Stuart Rhodes. And then inflation, red hot, CPI 4.2. We warned Trump this would happen 104 days into this war. Trump says, oh, yeah, they're not negotiating. I'm going back to war. Then he uses the Apache as an excuse. Iran's not taking credit for that last time I checked. I mean, this is just a hot mess. So Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.info, relaunch, like the phoenix out of the ashes. Everybody should support him there, get involved. That's a lot I just threw out there, compadre, but you want to start 35,000-foot view and drill into what area first? It's obviously all interconnected, but what I said on Wednesday and Thursday of last week, I said, where is the Pentagon? I said, they are complicit. I literally said, if we don't see the Defense Intelligence Agency or the Joint Chiefs come out and say they're against this legislation, and I said, we better hear whether Trump's behind this legislation or not. We still haven't heard that, and I'm still giving him some time. But this is cut and dry treason. You're a lawyer. I mean, you won Yale awards for your analysis, but I don't need to be a lawyer to read and then see what the other defense experts say. This is beyond even a merger. This is a takeover, and then they say they'll co-own basically all the weapon systems because they don't need our congressional money anymore because they merge with us. Israel's long history of spying on us. I mean, probably we should probably go there first, but then to have the Pentagon come out and say they're the main threat, that shows that they wouldn't. That's not for general consumption, in my view. That's not for good cop, bad cop. This is historic, in my view, and shows that finally territorialism, even if it's not patriotism, has kicked in at the Pentagon to say, whoa, 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 hold your horses. Disagree with me if you want. Stuart Rhodes, tell me what you think.
No, I mean, there's a civil war inside of our government, and there's a dividing of the lines. This is the line in the sand. I think more Americans now are waking up than ever before to the influence that Israel and its government has inside of our country. mean, frankly, my eyes have been opened in the last year about how bad it really is. I kind of had a hint at this because back when I was a student at Yale Law School, a lot of the other students that were there were dual citizen Israeli. And these were atheists, didn't believe in God at all, communists, hated the West, hated our Constitution, wanted to destroy it, but they were absolutely loyal to Israel. And they would admit to me, because, you know, they liked me because I was opposed to what Bush was doing with the war on terror. They would talk to me and they'd say, well, when it comes to Israel, I can't be impartial. That's what they would tell me, that their loyalty was first and foremost to Israel as dual citizens. And so I saw that side of it. And then in the last year, I really opened my eyes to what is going on the other side of it in the invention that Netanyahu's group and with the radical fundamentalists and the Christian Zionists. I've got a lot of friends that are hardcore Christian Zionists that want to rebuild the Third Temple. They want to help the Jews fulfill their erroneous prophecy. They're Christians. So they say, okay, Christ is the new covenant. They're mistaken. They still want to help the Jews fulfill their so-called prophecy to bring back their Messiah, even though they know it's going to fail. And it's just really bizarre to watch Christian conservatives be suckered into supporting the goals of the Zionists, who are by and large are communists. So that's what I see happening now is that, and you have to have some tough love, I think, when it comes to your fellow Christian.
And by the way, this is key. I want to give you the floor on this and expand into where it all comes from. The Scofield Bible, the last 150 years. You're very learned, so am I. We knew about the Liberty. We knew Israel was a big lobby. We knew they did the Levon affair. We knew they were corrupt. But we're pragmatists. We know big, powerful governments do this. We oppose it, but we didn't just have a hard-on for Israel. We're certainly not for the Islamists. So, but you and I in the last few years, though, Israel definitely saw the power vacuum with the Democrats failing and are definitely coming in to take over and to control foreign policy. They need to control domestic policy. Now they're primarying people, bragging about it. 38 states have passed laws. You can't criticize Israel or you don't get government contracts. And so clearly Israel under the Likudniks has gone completely megalomaniacal. And so I don't think it was, I think you said you woke up. I think Israel really stepped into this role of Zog. And I've never agreed with the Nazis and they'd say, you know, Zionist occupational government. Literally, that's what they're trying to establish. We're focused on China, the EU, Islam, there's other power blocks, but right now Israel has the biggest dick in the room. Sorry to be gross. They put it on the table and they are now the big elephant in the room charging us. And so as patriotic Americans, we're not going to lie. We're going to assess. We're going to say it. And then that's the reality. And I think Israel's bitten off way more than they can chew. Stuart, continue.
Well, no, the mask is coming off. That's kind of my point. They were always manipulating both sides. They manipulated the left, like you said, through the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, relentless campaign.
Major radical Muslim groups, Hamas, ISIS, Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, I want to make that clear. I'm opposed to, it's a pox on all their houses. I'm opposed to the Muslim immigration or invasion of the West. I think that is an absolute, it's a death blow to the West, unless it's reversed. That's why I'm proud of the Irish. I'm Scotch-Irish myself. I'm proud of the Irish that are standing up finally. And their only way out really is through revolution. That's just what's going to have to happen there. And we're not too far behind, sadly. So, but I think what's happening now is the mask is coming off. That's my point, is that we have always known that the left, ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, have used the label of racist and anti-Semitic to attack all of us who are just wanting to preserve the Constitution. And it was so strange to have them attack us and accuse us of something we weren't. We weren't race conscious at all. They're making us race conscious now because they're trying to kill us and exterminate us. So that's the reality. And so the big reality is I got in an argument with, the guy that runs the Patriot Academy, Green. I got in an argument with him. I was at a forum with him. And I was like, hey, it's not just the communists that I went to school with. It's also these radical rabbis in Israel who are bragging that Islam is the broom of Zionism. That's what they say. Islam is the broom of Zionism to sweep away the West, to sweep away Christianity, and according to them, only then will their Messiah return, when Christianity is just completely destroyed. And so you have this weird...
Meanwhile, that's marriage. Israel's biggest backdrop is the West, and they go, well, Titus sacked us in 70 AD, and so they are the new Rome, and so we must destroy the West, and that is like, I wouldn't say it's the majority, but it's the largest, it's a bunch of groups, the largest vein of Judaism is this messianic, destroy the West... Titus did this to us. You're the new Rome. Even we made a documentary, got like 50 million views, Harrison did, called The Eight Front, and it's just 30 minutes of Netanyahu saying, well, Pompeo, your name Pompeo, and Pompeo ordered Titus Assacus, so we're at war with you, but I guess you're okay. And then him saying, yeah, we're really still at war with Rome, that means America. So this is crazy. They're literally picking a fight with us for no reason.
Well, they're telling you, that's my point, is that both the communist Israelis and the radical religious Israelis agree that the West must be destroyed. And so they're destroying the West. That's where the mass, and of course, like I said, through the Christian or the Catholic charities also. But it's in large part these radical Zionist groups that are flooding the West with Muslims to destroy the West because they believe that fulfills their prophecy. And if you're a communist Israeli or a communist Zionist or American communist, you also want to destroy the West. And so they see, that's how you get the red-green alliance.
And then BlackRock and the globalists want it because they don't want a free market competition. So all of these major, right. And China doesn't want us dominant, so they're funding all of it too.
Sure. So we have all of these enemies, foreign and domestic. That's why, to me, the line in the sand, it's like Colonel Travis at the Alamo. The line in the sand is, are you for America only, or are you for some other? I don't care what country it is. I don't care if it's the Ukraine. I don't care if it's Israel. I don't care if it's the EU. Whatever your loyalty is, you can't have divided loyalty. Either you're American only, or you're not an American. And frankly, I think they should be, I'm in favor of mass deportations. I'm in favor of denaturalization.
Well, we must do it. It's a survival thing. But here's the thing.
Right.
When we say America only, you can't have serve two masters or 10. Every time give up some of our sovereignty in the name of somebody else, it's not even helping them. We have to be America only. Every nation has to be about its sovereignty, its own territory, like a family. You might like your neighbors and stuff, but you're still, your family has to come first. If you're not doing that, you're an idiot.
Well, of course. But they want you to, they condition us all to say, well, if we stand up for ourselves, for our country and our countrymen, now we're racist. That's the big smear. We have to just let go of that. Don't let it work on us anymore. I don't give a damn what anybody calls.
I agree, though. That's happened, though. And we have the Southern Poverty Law Center caught, as we said decades ago, funding all the white supremacist groups. I'm worried about false flags and the media, because I notice they don't boost our videos everywhere. They're boosting the most nasty cartoon Nazis right now, I'm not going to mention, which I'm sure if they don't know they're feds, they're working for feds. Are you concerned about that? And I'm not saying censor them. I'm saying we can criticize it.
Well, it's going to happen. So you can't stop that. So we just have to drive on. I think we're winning the information war. But the problem I see coming right up, because I'm the founder of Oath Keepers, the whole point of my organization was to wake up the troops and get them to say no. We're racing towards a very closing window of they're going to have the ability to just push a button and send out armies of drones and robots to kill us and wipe us off the face of the earth. Not to worry about loyalty of the troops. And so I think right now in this narrow window, we, the people of the world, have got to throw them off.
You just hit the key. The globalists admit the end goal is ground, air, and sea robots that will follow orders. And because they've never been able to get the U.S. military to turn against us, the Democrats tried hard. They claimed Trump was going to use the military against illegals, which is constitutional. He didn't. That red herring is gone now. But you're absolutely right. This narrow window where we still have total human power before the AI fully kicks in, we've got to move now. Go ahead. Talk about it.
That's right. We're racing towards Terminator land. I mean, Peter Thiel, through his connections with J.D. Vance, into the Trump White House, is building the infrastructure across the country for that hellscape of pushing a button and killing you. That's what they want. Obviously, it's what they want. And their goal, of course, is to exterminate most of the human race, with only them left behind. So that's what they want to do. So we have to stop them before they get to that point. That's why I agree with most of the analysis I've seen. Like yesterday, you're talking with Ivan Raiklin. Yes, we have to fight these political fights, but we are running out of time. So I really don't know what the solution is other than walking.
I think you just said it. Transcend black and white and all this too. Why do data centers get 100 times the power we get? Why do they get all the water? Why are they by the law? We have to all unify and realize a replacement system is being brought in, and people get that. I think it's rallying points like that.
Well, it has to be. It has to be the people of the planet versus the small corrupt elites who want to exterminate us and control us. We've been saying this for years. You've been saying it. I've been saying it. But we're racing that window now. We're here. And so we have to fight like hell at the local level hard against all these AI data centers. That's the number one thing we must stop. And anything, flock cameras, any surveillance system, I don't care what the excuse is.
And we're having victories. And we're having victories. And we got plenty of time to go in the next hour with me, but I want to talk to you about, I want to go back, though, because you are, paratrooper, lawyer, Ron Paul, staffer, Oath Keeper founder, political prisoner. You've got the street cred and the curricula vitae. You got it all. Big picture, how big is it that Israel, and you've seen the legislation, am I wrong that it is literally a total takeover of everything? And then B, how big is it to have the Defense Intelligence Agency with the two other big agencies come out officially and say Israel's the main threat? That gives me a lot of heart.
Well, it tells me there are some white hats still left inside, but they're so vastly outnumbered. So, yeah, I see that NDAA bill. This is what they always do. They always put it in the NDAA because they think congressmen are afraid to vote against the troops. That's how it'll be smeared, right?
Yeah, like, they like, put like, a pay raise in, and that's what they even said. Oh, you're not for a pay raise?
Right. Yeah. So that's why they put it there. They always put the worst legislation in our history in the NDAA. But I think anyone who votes for that is a traitor, period. Whether they're a
well, you're the constitutional scholar. You've read the bill. I mean, it says fusion, integration, lifetime integration, merger from R&D to all weapons, claiming Israel co-owns everything. I mean, this is literally beyond treason. It's like a fusion. You looked at it. What is your assessment of how bad this is?
Well, I mean, first of all, it circumvents the treaty clause. It's not actually being ratified at the treaty. But second thing is yes, I consider it treason. You swear an oath. When you join the military, you swear an oath or serve in government. You swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, period. That's your oath, not to any other country. So merging the United States like this, merging our defense industry with theirs, is as far as I'm concerned, is treason.
And let's be clear, that's how the EU got started in 47 and 56 with the Treaty of Rome, was a so-called business deal. That's covert treaties. Explain that.
Well, so like when Michael New refused to wear a UN uniform, remember that? He was a great patriot, refused to wear a UN uniform. He was railroaded through a show trial and kicked out of the military. But he was right. You can't serve two masters. This is exactly the same. Anybody who participates in the integration of the U.S. military with the Israeli military is a friggin' traitor, period.
I'm going to pull up that clause because even Congress pointed that out. This is really a treaty.
Yeah, that's what it really is. But they're not doing it through the normal treaty process. They're just backdooring it through the NDAA, like all the other crap that they've done in the past. Like John McCain's bill to authorize military detention and trial of American citizens was also run through the NDAA of 2012. That way no one would vote against it. That's why they do this kind of crap.
And that was the Enemy Combatant Act.
That's right. So they codify what President Bush had already been doing. So, which was terrible, because that's waiting in the wings. That's what a lot of Americans don't understand, is that they have codified in law, both in Supreme Court cases, the Hamdi case in particular, and Padilla cases, in legislation through Congress, now a law in the NDAA of 2012. They've codified the idea they can use military force against anyone on the planet, including American citizens, who they label an unlawful combatant. So imagine a future leftist president who just labels us enemy combatants and then has the drone smoke us. That's the future. That's what we're racing towards. The legal infrastructure is in place. Now they're putting together the actual physical infrastructure with AI, with surveillance systems, with all the crap that Peter Thiel is putting across the country in police stations. This is what's coming. Is a hellscape in the future where they can just push a button and they can justify it under all of the precedents set in place by the Bush administration and the Obama administration, all the war on terror crap. Because of course they'll call you a terrorist. They call me a terrorist. So that's what they're going to do to us. This is the future coming towards us. This is why, as a political prisoner, I'm grateful to President Trump for setting me free. I'm grateful for the DOJ under Trump now vacating my sentence and then remanding it to the judge to be dismissed. But I'm honor-bound to speak out. I can't just sit silent because it might hurt my case in front of Judge Mehta right now. I don't care about that. My country comes first. I got to speak out and warn you that unless Trump is brought back around, unless you can focus on him and get him to do his damn job, and be the commander-in-chief we hired and purge out the deep state. Unless he does that, this country is going to have to fight a revolution to save our liberty. That's what's going to have to happen. And I've said that. I said that when I was in prison. That's one of the things that Judge Mehta read aloud as a statement I had made in an interview and used it against me in my sentencing. It's free speech. It's just pointing out reality. I'm not going to deny reality in front of me. President Trump is still in the hot seat. He still has the chance to fix this. So what I recommend we all do is push on him, get back on track. And like you said, like we talked with Ivan yesterday, what is his destiny going to be? His destiny needs to be to save this country. That's why God saved him, Butler. That's why
I agree. So give me your personal gestalt professional opinion. Again, it's speculation, but everybody knows like 99% of it's real. What is your real view of Trump? Because I'm proud I supported him the last 10 years. We got so much good done. The left says, oh, I was wrong the whole time. Now I'm against Trump. No, I'm not even against Trump. I'm against the areas he's deviating and horrified and proven right about the Iran war not ending quickly and killing the economy and Israel leading us around with the nose. And now Israel's in trouble and that's they want full power. We could predict they were going to make that move. I thought it'd be a big false flag instead of just take over the damn government. And then even most of the former, all the head former Mossad say Netanyahu's insane, he's going to destroy Israel. Anybody that looks down the road here, I'm helping Israel getting to stop this. I'm helping everybody. This is crazy town where all this runaway garbage is going. What is your prognosis? Is it the Epstein files? We know Lutnick and them are in it. What happened to Trump 6 months in his administration where he went from just meteorically slamming the enemy and then just started going sideways?
Well, I think he was captured. And I think part of it is like you told Margaret Taylor Greene. I think I met her at the Ron Paul event here in Texas where she spoke along with Joe Ken. I think it's probably accurate that he told her it's going to hurt friends of mine in Palm Beach. So I think that's part of it. I think people in his circle in Palm Beach had told him that, oh, this is bad for us. And I think he probably also believed that the rhetoric that was coming out that, oh, this is really just a Democrat. This is the thing about President Trump. He has been targeted and persecuted by the left and by the deep state. And because of that, he's hypersensitive to the idea of hoaxes that are aimed at him. So I think he's being manipulated, frankly.
No, so I agree. He's actually said that. Anybody that then acts like they're loyal to him, he will then cozy up to.
Right. So they know that. He's admitted that himself. And so the last person who talks to him is the one he listens to. The ones who kiss his ass are the ones he listens to. So he's surrounded by all these vipers. It's the same as the first term. And so you have this weird dichotomy of Trump on Twitter or on Truth Social, belly aching and bitching about Bill Barr, for example, not doing his job. And then you got him, same thing with Pam Bondi, right? He's complaining on social media about things not getting done that he wants done. I believe he wants justice for all his J6ers. I believe he wants to have all.
Oh, he definitely wants election fraud stopped, and then he makes he nominated Tom right. Lance to be the official AG.
So yes, I think he wants these things, but he has because of his personality flaws. It's easy for someone to kiss his ass and get in his inner circle and blow smoke up his ass. And I hate to be blunt, but that's just what it is. And he's being tricked into destroying MAGA, into destroying.
No, I agree. Let's talk about how he's been tricked and can't get out of it. And by the way, I'm 52, folks. And I, and in ways, I'm better than I used to be in other ways. I could not be 80 years old like Trump next week and do 10% of what he does. He is a Superman. I don't know how he's still walking around. And so I'm not giving him an excuse, but we've done the research. He wasn't screwing kids. He's not that type of guy. He doesn't let people get stuff on him. The point is, though.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. No. And then these other groups say, oh, don't ever praise good things he does. What he does is bad. We're trying to get him back on track. We were so close to getting to end the war. He's told Netanyahu it's over a few days ago. Now he's back at it. We'll talk about it with Stuart Rhodes straight ahead. Your phone calls coming up and more. Be sure to check out Stuart Rhodes' website. Oak Keepers is back. Oakkeepers.info.
Finally, nothing moves. High news. Black dollar.
I don't sell crap. Bovine colostrum. I'm going to get back to news. I didn't do any plug in the first hour. And Bigly, about a year ago, puts out a survey. A lot of you that are, you know, if you're a VIP, you get surveys. And, you know, once a month or something, they'll ask, hey, what are you wanting? Or what are you liking best? Or what products would you like? And that's smart to ask customers that, right? And you're kind and you tell us. And it came back. Bovine colostrum was in the top two or three every time. And so was a high-grade beef tallow, which we now have for you as you requested. And it's a great seller. Not rocket scientist to ask your customers what they want. That's the number one rule of sales. Well, have a great product and find out what your customer wants. You can say the customer's always right. I think there's something better I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to argue with you. But that's an important rule of sale, but I don't think it's an ethical point. I'll actually tell you what I think I need to know. So we got samples of it in before we even private labeled it from a top place to say, hey, you got to try this. Well, and now I'm taking it because I know how good it is. I'm like, okay, the survey wants bovine colostrum, the first milk in 2 weeks out of a mammal. I know it supercharges the immune system. I know it has all these immunity factors that goes in. It's like the natural vaccine. I know it's great. I know that going back to Germany hundreds of years ago in the UK and even out west here in the US, they had a sickly kid or a preemie. They would give them the colostrum they would call it the first milk of a donkey. Was like the, it's like always in all the literature, like the medical doctors, like that's the, oh my God, donkey. Donkey colostrum is like, whoa, man. They're like that, donkey. And then horse is good, goats are good, but it's always donkey's the best. It says, you know, the first 2 weeks milk, the colostrum of a jenny. That's in medical books from Germany, the UK, the US. That's how powerful colostrum is. Well, we don't have big, you know, creameries and dairies with a bunch of female donkeys, so you're going to have to settle with the cow. But it's good. And so they send in the canister of the company we're going to private label it from, and I'm like, eh, okay. And so I throw it in the back of my car with some other stuff, and a couple days later, I go to have dinner at my parents', and I go, hey, my mom takes, I've seen her take colostrum and stuff. You know, women like their hair and their nails and all that. I'll give her this. So I go in and give her a couple canisters of it and everything. And then about 2 months later, my mom is like, Alex, I want some more of that. That is incredible.
Several weeks later.
Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa. It's in a back problem that I've had since Alex was born. Is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turned darker.
And darker.
So now she gets it from us, she orders it from us, but that just gives you an example of I'm not selling crap, okay? I'm not gonna sell you something that doesn't work. Now, with colostrum, it's going to take, you're going to feel it right away in a few days, but it's going to take, you know, months for you to see it with the skin and the hair and the nails and all that for it to really kick in. But I'm telling you, you are nuts if you don't go to the alexjonesstore.com and get these right now. Just go get it. And then we can expand and have our legal battles and beat the New World Order, and you'll be as happy as a pig in poop. And there's a bunch of sales on all the best-selling products right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I can't be bought. I am simply funded by you if you like the work we're doing.
Nice try, globalist. But Alex Jones is still here, and he's not leaving. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Announcement here, and I don't need the White House to start calling, okay, but either tomorrow or the next day, maybe I'll do a special Saturday show. I told everybody that the Q was started by the White House when Trump first got in 2017. They tried to recruit me into it. It was real. It got taken away from them within 6 months into the administration. Then I was told don't promote it, even though I didn't join it, because the Democrats had gotten control. Since then, it came out in the Epstein files who ran it, just like I'd mentioned to people on air without saying names. I told the crew the names. And now Kurt Metzger, I got a video set this morning of him on Duncan Trussell's show here in Austin. And Metzger, I guess, read all the files and figured it out. Because when I was reading them, I knew what it meant, but I didn't do it. So I'm not breaking confidence. They tried to recruit me into it. It's now breaking. And I'm just thinking about how I'm going to do it. Because the only reason it's important is the Democrats and then the Obama angle of the CIA control it. But it had early credibility because Trump authorized its launch. I'll explain why he did it, so he could release stuff on the bad guys but not get sued. And then when it got bad, I went public, and then now people under Democrat control keep going, Q, 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 Q. I'm going to name names, okay? And you're not going to see anybody deny I'm right. So all you said, you don't know. I think I fell off a turnip truck last week. So I don't, if stuff's not illegal and it's done in confidence, I don't break confidence. But it's coming out now. And I just gave you the breadcrumbs of where that's at. And I put in calls to Metzger, and he called me. I need to get on the phone with him after the show. But I'm going to call him because I'm going to say, how did you figure this out? Because he broke it, and then he got it. He nailed it. And because it's in the Epstein stuff. So definitely in the next few days, that's going to come out. And I only do it so people know, like if you got a chart, you know, a Puget Sound or something, and you're out in a boat in the ocean, you're coming into land, there's a rock shelf, a reef over here, a sunken ship over there. I just need to tell people with the Q stuff, and it's not bad you got sucked in by it. It was a psychological warfare operation. It's not bad. You don't have to get mad at me to admit you were wrong. I just, they're planning to relaunch it again, and so the only reason I need to tell everybody where it came from and go ahead and release it all is so that you understand that I didn't make that up. I don't make stuff up. I don't pull stuff out of my ass, okay? So because this is already breaking, I'm going to go ahead and just release it. And no hard feelings, people involved. They did it for a good reason. It got taken away from them. But Stuart Rowe's going to ride shotgun for the balance of the show. We'll take your calls next hour. I've been running over him because he's exciting me so much with what's happening. I'm going to try to give him the floor and just for at least a while and shut up so he can go through his points about big picture. He's a really smart guy. And then we'll continue and give the number out and take your phone calls. But Stuart, before I do that, let me just humor me. I know you're close to the problem, so am I, so we tend to take it for granted. Because there's so many big stories. The idea that Israel, not just in the NDAA 2027, but 14 other pieces of legislation that we use Grok to find, and I'm sure there's more, that stuff's mirrored in the intelligence bill and a bunch of others. Israel is literally making a run at us, I think through weakness, realizing they're about to get their money cut off. But at the same time, what does that signify to you, and what do we do to make sure this stuff doesn't pass? Because as you know, it's passed out of committee. You used to work on Capitol Hill for Ron Paul. What do we do?
Well, you have to fight tooth and nail. I mean, you got to get Trump to veto it, too. That's what you got to push for. But yeah, it's got to be, it's out of committee. It has to be fought tooth and nail. And everyone that lives in a district for a congressman, we have all of you need to go out after your congressman and say, this is the red line in the sand. If you do this, if you vote for this, you need to have either gut it out of the NDAA. If you vote for this, we're going to get rid of you by any means necessary. We're going to consider you a traitor, and we'll pull out all the stops to remove you from office. That's what needs to be done. That's what else can you do? It's either that or you recognize where you really are and say you're heading for a revolution. That's where we're at. So you fight tooth and nail, while you also at the local level do what you can just to build up resistance to it. To say we're not going to have cameras in this or AI data centers or any of this crap in my county. You need to get strong counties, local level, where you're ready to fight back.
And when we have victories through those, it builds people's confidence. We're already having big AI data center success.
Exactly. And at the same time, look, they captured President Trump. They're capturing our entire system. That's what's interesting is the gloves are coming off and the mask is coming off. They're saying, yeah, it is us. And now they're putting it in legislation. And if you speak out against that, you're anti-Semitic.
Do you agree, though, that that's a sign of weakness?
Yes. I think they're worried about this mass awakening. They realize they can't stop it. And so what they want to do now is just crush it with physical control and also through election fraud. I don't believe Lindsey Graham won that election yesterday. I think that was stolen again, like Massey's was. I was on the campaign for Massey as a volunteer for the last week in Kentucky. I don't believe that's a legitimate campaign.
And I'm glad you raised that. I was going to get to that next hour. Let's do it now. The polls had Mark Lynch, an incredible patriot, 40-year pedigree as a patriot, fighting hard, John Birch Society, you name it, huge businessman, donating so much of his money to conservative causes. He was 3 to 4 points in all the scientific polls. Then he loses 28.9 to 56.8. Who the hell believes that? I just think they said, hey, this is a globalist, a Zionist. We need to scare anybody trying to primary our people. Clearly the fix was in. You never see polls that far off, Stuart.
Yeah, it's the same thing we saw with Thomas Massie's campaign. The same thing we just saw in L.A., right? So it's yes, we don't have a clean election system, obviously. And that's the other great failure of the Trump administration, along with not purging out all the corrupt and treasonous FBI agents and prosecutors. He has not cleaned up our election system like he promised. That's just reality. And I know all his defenders are like, oh, it takes time. He's only one man. He's the commander in chief. He's the president. What is his plan to do that? Who is he actually putting in charge of doing that? And where is it at? You saw, I don't know if you saw the John Gross interview that was just done recently. I mean, left, you know, the weaponization, the so-called weaponization wing of the DOJ and spilled the beans. They have zero interest in reining back weaponization.
I did see excerpts, but yeah, Trump said he was against weaponization. They had congressional hearings. Instead, they're just taking it over and redirecting it. Why don't you fill them in on that?
Well, yeah, so I think President Trump is against weaponization. He was a victim of it. And I think he did the right thing by setting us all free on January 20th and wanted accountability.
And Todd Blanche's deputy AG killed Ed Martin's investigation that they initiated, not me, into weaponization.
It's worse than that. It's worse than that. So they put Harmeet Dhillon in charge of the weaponization section. And according to John Gross, Harmeet Dhillon doesn't want to do anything about it. Her attitude is well, we're not going to sue ourselves. We're not going to actually go and clean house. They're not firing any of the prosecutors who violated our rights and committed felonies and suborned perjury. They're not going after any of these people. They're not going after the cop that murdered Ashley Babbitt. I mean, none of this stuff is happening. There's no accountability. That's why back to Q. Q is complete. I call it a lullaby. It's an absolute.
Now, let me stop you there because I went ahead because I'm getting ready to do this and I'm going to talk to you. I want to get off here and get your expertise in this, your advice. I went ahead and just gave you a quick little bloop on that. But you know, they tried to recruit me at the White House into that early on. I said, it's too Gnostic. It's going to get taken away from you. They wanted to be able to put stuff out like it was in WikiLeaks, but not get sued and like do it with, like, you know, with knowledge. So at first it really was out of the White House. And now it's in the Epstein files. People that don't know, you know, who was quarterbacking. And that's who they tried to recruit me through. And I said, no, I'm not part of it. I said, when you have something legitimate, send it to me and I'll boost it. But I never wanted to work for an agency or any group. So I said, no, as I always do. And then the Q people think, like, oh, I'm just making that up. Like, you don't know anybody. Who are you? Alex Jones. Who do you think you are? Stuart Rhodes. But my point is now people figured out what it is. And so I never broke confidence, but because it's coming out, I want to just put a demarcation line out so people understand that they're trying to reconstitute those similar Gnostic technologies to control people. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, so I knew by its fruits that it was a psyop. I was in prison in solitary confinement with Doug Jensen, another J6er. Absolute Q-tard. I mean, nice guy, but just 100% believing Q still to that day. And so it's designed, that's what I call a lullaby. It was designed to get you to trust the plan, sit back, don't worry. President Trump's really the president of the military, communist government and all this nonsense that we're still under communist government, that President Trump never left office. All this nonsense is out of Q. And so the people that parrot that, some of them are very sincere patriots, but I think others are paid actors.
And meanwhile, you used to be like, I used to say, hey, Ron Paul, come on. He goes, well, I'll come on next week. But Stuart Rhodes knows more than I do. He used to be like a top staffer in Congress, Yale graduate, Yale awards. But like, what do you know, Stuart? What have you done, Oathkeeper? No, we know. We talked to the magic Q.
Right. I mean, I was just his legislative correspondent. I just answered his mail. So, but I was honored to be on his staff, and it was great to go see him again for his 90th birthday. So, yeah, I've been a longtime Ron Pauler. But my point is that.
Let me talk you up. Ron Paul literally told me to get you on the show.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. But my point is,
you know what you're talking about, and I'm going to go ahead and reveal all this because I'm sick of the crap. I mean this was a White House operation. They told me 6 months later that the deep state took it away from us because all they had to do was buy off 4chan, 8chan people, which you find out Epstein basically ran. I'm about to reveal it all, but I'm just so sick of knowing the facts. And then not able to reveal sources and having idiots when I have such a track record of accuracy thinking I'm making stuff up. Go ahead.
Well, so there's, like I said, it's capture. All throughout this, we can see that's a good example, right? So President Trump authorizes this plan to diverge, to send out information through back channels, et cetera. That's great. But then it gets captured because it's anonymous. That's the problem. Like the anonymous movement online, right? Well, anonymous says this, anonymous says that. Q's the same way. How do you know who Q is? It's so vulnerable to capture because there's no person that you can say, okay, I trust that person. You don't know who Q is.
It's like an early version of AI or deepfakes.
Well, yeah, it's just, and the same goes for Trump himself. So we trusted Trump. I believe he was sincere in all of his rhetoric and when he's running for office. And I went back and watched old tapes of him from way back when, like 20 years ago, talking about American foreign policy and the trade deals and everything else. And he was right about all that. So I think he sincerely loves this country, but I think he's been captured. And big part of it is Miriam Adelson, right? I'm sure when she gave him all that money to run for office, I'm sure she didn't say, I'm doing this so that you'll do what I want when it comes to Israel. That's not how that stuff works. Oh, no, I'm a
No, it's how a lion or tiger sneaks up on its prey, or a wolf. It does it sneakily, incrementally.
Right. Look at Mark Levin, another one, right? I read his books while I was in prison. Oh, this is a good book. I just listened to his radio show. He sounds and walks and talks like a conservative.
Oh, I've been listening to Mark Levin 20 years. He went on real topics. He's super smart and great, but that's how they get you when they can slip the knife in.
Right. So now we know what it really is. When it comes right down to it, it's all about loyalty to Israel first, period. That is the line in the sand. And it's a line in the sand for a reason, because Israel, the Mossad, the Israeli government is part of the deep state globally to take over the world and destroy our country and destroy the West.
Victor Boot said yesterday, and he's really smart Russian insider, merchant of death, as they call him, Putin insider. He said, look, it's the globalists, the British Empire system, the mega banks, but Israel in modern days is their hitman. You think that's an accurate statement?
Absolutely. And look, the Rothschilds started the nation state of Israel. Jeffrey Epstein worked for the Mossad along with the CIA. And the Mossad and the CIA, they're like two copulating dogs in the street. They're connected. They can't get unstuck. They're stuck together. We need to take them all down, both domestic and foreign, but it's all intertwined. ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, their whole point was to get you to not notice, to not look at that. Don't look at this. Don't look at what's in front of your face. Don't look at all the plans to destroy you and wipe you off the face of the earth. And then the same thing goes for the Christian Zionists. All these pastors are being conditioned, flown to Israel and conditioned to say, well, we must support Israel. I got people in my own family who I love dearly that texted me after my last appearance on your show because I said, you know, I'm not, only wall I'll pray at is at the Alamo. I made the point on Harrison's show. It's like, I said, that's my last post on X with my, you'll never see me doing that. I stood at the Alamo and prayed and said, this is the only wall I pray at as an American because God's hand was on this country from its founding. I believe that's true. And that's what a Christian.
And we're not supposed to know that we have a covenant with God as well.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, Christ was the final sacrifice. He is the new covenant. So why are Christians who believe that now going to help the Jews who turned away Christ, rejected him, still reject him, build a third temple to bring back a Messiah who already came back?
There's a wide spectrum, as you know, of rabbis, different views, but it is the largest minority in Judaism is extremely anti-Christian, extremely, you know, all the rabbinical stuff's hundreds of books. It's a wide thing. But my issue is that the entire Old Testament is when Israel does good, God blesses them. When he's bad, he puts them in bondage. They twist it and say, we're supposed to support whoever's in there, whoever's in charge, or we're going to hell. Well, why'd Herod cut off John the Baptist's head? Why did God curse Saul? They've dug it all up. It's all true. The other countries act the same way, too. Sometimes God would raise up an evil king of another group to help the Jews when they were being good. When they were bad, he did that. No, the Bible is not do whatever the Jewish leader says. That is crazy. I mean, that is insane.
That's a really good point, that God punished the Jews multiple times with exile and invasion. But my point is, after Christ came, that's the New Testament, the New Covenant. Now the only way to God is through Christ, right? No one gets to the Father.
No, we're grafted into it.
Right. So if you believe that as a Christian, then how can you also at the same time believe that you must be loyal, like you said, to a government because of the Old Testament? The Old Testament is the Old Testament. This is the New Testament. It's a whole new covenant. It just drives me completely insane. I don't understand.
Well, and also the Old Testament says, when of the line of David he comes, he will be there to fulfill the old, and that brings everyone under it, which is actually the prophecy. And then they deny the prophecy right in front of their face.
Right. And I know some very hardcore Christian conservatives who are messianic, because they believe in Christ. They attend a messianic synagogue. Good people, good friends of mine, but they believe that it's their duty as Christians to help the Jews fulfill their mistaken prophecy, rebuilding the third temple. Then Messiah will come back.
And that's actually what Revelation says: is he comes to the third temple and says he is the Messiah. They're literally trying to build the temple for the Antichrist.
Well, they don't believe that, but
I know they don't believe it, but there it is. They'll believe this is the new Christ. You'll have Christian Zionists and Jews believe the Antichrist is the real Messiah.
That's what I suspect is most likely.
It's cut and dry. It says right there he's the false Messiah. in the Third Temple.
So we have
and he's got a world government that everyone must follow its orders and worship it, meaning do what it says or you can't buy and sell. That's AI. And the image of the beast is everywhere watching everyone. I mean, it's all perfectly described right there.
Yeah. And that's what's coming. That's what's racing down upon us.
And then these idiot white supremacists go, oh, it's a Jewish brainwashing thing so they can control the paradigm. Well, whatever. Something 2,000 years old that's all coming true. How the hell did they know that? It was inspired by God.
So as a Christian, I believe this. I believe as a Christian, we have to say Christ is the only way, as he said, and stick to that. We can't have divided loyalty. It just doesn't make any sense to have Christians going around and trying to fulfill the Old Testament prophecy.
But don't you see it being set up where when the new Antichrist Messiah shows up at the Third Temple, that the Christian Zionists are going to say, that's God? I mean, they're already primed for it.
I think the ones I know who've been involved in a lot of this, what they believe is that it's their duty as Christians to help the Jews rebuild the Third Temple so that the Jews will finally realize that they're mistaken and that Christ is the Savior. I think that they don't believe they're going to think that guy is the Messiah. They know it. He's not. But they're trying to help them because they believe that's their duty to help the Jews.
Well, listen, the Bible says that even the elect will be turned by the deception of the Antichrist, and if it wasn't for God intervening, no flesh would be spared. And a grand delusion will be given over to the people.
Could be. I don't know. But I'm not a theologian. I'm just saying that this is my perspective as a Christian. It's just bizarre to watch this divided mind.
No, I agree. But let me just say this. The Jews are special. There's no doubt the Abrahamic thing. There's no doubt the three major religions out of it. There's no doubt that it is prophecy. There's no doubt God's hands on it. I'm not denying that. But anything that powerful is going to have the devil all over it. Go ahead.
No, I'd say they were. You know, if you want to believe the Old Testament completely, and frankly, I have some doubts now about that. I'm going to be blunt with you. I really do. But if you want to believe that is actually the word of God and has not been manipulated or changed, okay. They were special. But guess what? They lost that.
I mean a very important role. But listen, here's the deal. You can say the Dead Sea Scrolls might have been interpreted wrong or whatever, but now they found them in Ethiopia and in what was Babylon, you know, after that, Baghdad, and they've also found a bunch in Greece that are only like 100 years after. Those guys, those priests and the Christian, early Christians, they were neurotic about making it exact. The way they edited it was they pulled how many dozens of books. The real censorship was pulling a bunch of books.
And the Scofield Bible through the notations too.
Oh, 100% new Bible versions, complete garbage. Oh, you're right there, yeah.
So they tell you, like the founding fathers, I never heard anybody in the founding generation, any of those preachers, the Black Robe Regiment, talking about, you know, we must fulfill, as Christians, we must fulfill the prophecies of the Old Testament, help the Jews rebuild the Third Temple. You don't see that anywhere.
That's all 170 years
it
old.
Exists.
That was funded by the Masons through Israel, or the Proto-Israels. You're right. No one believed in a pre-tribulation rapture until like 150 years ago. It's all made up crap.
Right. So that's why I say, I don't even trust the Bible anymore because I don't know what's been done to it. So, but my point is, I'm a Christ believer. Whatever you think about the Old Testament, whatever you thought about what God's special role for the Jews was, is that's gone because this is the new covenant. This is why they hated Christians, right? Oh, you can't say that anyone can get a pathway to God. Only we can. We're the chosen people. Only us. That's what they wanted to stone.
But that's always with the priest class. They always do that, no matter if it's the Jews, Christians, whatever.
But that's reality. That's what happened.
No, you're absolutely right. Now, shifting gears out of that, I want to take phone calls on. We've already covered Israel a lot. What about China? What about the EU? What about the riots in Europe? What about Islam? I think we should also look at the other big predator groups, the power groups, because Israel's so front and center. Every day I'm like, God, I just spent 2 hours on Israel and other stuff to hit, but then I don't want to be lacking in that because it's kind of front and center, which I'm not happy about because I knew there was this possible future. I was trying to avoid it. But here we are with Stuart Rhodes. Briefly, tell folks about Oath Keepers. It's back. What an incredible organization. People can get involved right now.
Yes, I would encourage them to go to givesendgo.com/oath and please donate to help us rebuild. givesendgo.com/oath.
All right, I'm going to say this briefly. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, yeah.
No, we'll come back and plug more. I just want to say this very clearly. I don't claim to be some theologian or read Greek or any of this, but I have read the Roman histories, Jewish histories. I mean, I'm big into it. I've read thousands of books. And it is confirmed by secular archaeologists, okay, that they've got Dead Sea Scrolls from that were 1,000 years old. They've got them written right after Christ died for the New Testament. They've dug them up everywhere, and they match. And then they found in Ethiopia in all these caves stuff carbon dated from like 100 years after, exactly the same. And the Book of Enoch they found in Ethiopia is the same book they found there. So the good, but I'm saying, is you're right, Stuart, the censorship is all those books pulled out of the Bible that I really think we should focus on and talk about on air, because that's the wild stuff, folks, the watchers and the children of, you know, men coming down with the women and all that. But again, Oathkeepers.info, people can donate. How do they join? How do they get involved, Stuart?
You can go to giftsandgo.com/oath, and that's the best way to donate. And also right now, I got to get my site updated. I need an IT guy. If you know a good one, let me know.
Yeah, so you're rebuilding. People should join you. Email you there. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes. And speaking of money, you can be guaranteed that 99% of the money that comes in here goes into our legal defense and rebuilding the new network. I'm into victory, not into material crap. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you are getting the very best supplements, the very best water filtration now and about to sell out, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It is incredible, and it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Now, they've got another end-of-spring sale running for just a few days. Some of our best-selling items, I got a whole list of them right here, are 50% off because we want you to try them. We want you to get them at thealexjonesstore.com. So be sure and take advantage of that right now. I had my printout here, but there's just so much going on. I'm completely insane. But the biggest thing you should all take is Ultimate Life Force. It is the strongest kitchen sink, spike protein detox, pro-cardiovascular system. It's a horse pill. Everybody should be taking this just for regular health. It is the kitchen sink. It is incredible. Ultimate Life Force for a few more days. 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And we will sell out today on the new dual carbon platinum gravity-fed water filter. The very best out there at the lowest price. Sells out today, but you can pre-order more in 2 weeks.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.